Boomer and Warner in the morning, live and loud in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Baby, love me, yes, yes, you do. All the girls outside, yeah.
...7:02 Thursday morning, Boomer and Warner in the morning on location, Pinder here as well. We are at the En-Suite. It's the EMCO tent sale, easy to find, 224 61st Ave Southeast, basically, Chinook Center on McLeod. You go east to the end of the road, T in the road, right in the left-hand side, very easy. It is the EMCO tent sale. And between now and Saturday, we're open already, 6 a.m. till 8 p.m., Friday 6 till 6, Saturday 8 till 4. The tent sale, they're blowing things out, all items being sold below cost, 50 to 90% off tubs, sinks, hot water tanks, faucets, fittings, you name it. They need to make room, so they're getting her out. They have the brand new renovated 5,000 square foot show home. Elite, beautiful fixtures and all of that for your new home. You're doing renos, whatever the case may be. Or join us here in the back. They've been an EMCO dealer for 63 years and are looking to help you out this weekend. Save a whole bunch of money. It is, as I mentioned, a Thursday. We had the pig roast last night. Can't say enough to everybody that came and was a part of it. And to Greg Keller, who hosted at Bonton Meats. We ate a lot. And in typical fashion, just got a text from the boss. We were just talking about how full we were and how much we ate. Boss says, hey, I'm on my way. Do you want me to pick you guys up some breakfast? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Bring coffee. Bring breakfast.
Why would you not bring breakfast? For sure. You listen to the show.
Yeah. So we're animals and creatures of habit, I suppose. The ball game, we caught a bit of, obviously, in and out of it last night, but we were on our way there. Cubs get a first inning run, and we said it in the ALCS, and you can say it again, get runs.
Get a lead on Cleveland, and there's no Andrew Miller. It's that simple.
Yeah, it helps to get a lead. Easier said than done. But Arrieta was good. Bauer was not. I found the number here. Trevor Bauer, this postseason, 3 starts, 9 innings, 186 pitches. That's a lot. Last night he didn't get out of the fourth. He went 3 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, pair of walks, threw 87 pitches. It's poetic, really, that dummy cut his finger on a drone.
It's working well. He's fixed it. He was repairing it, and it's operational. So, yeah, if there's any concern about his pitching, leave that aside. We can all rest knowing that his drone is working as it should. It's functioning properly.
So he can do what I suggested and just stay in the hotel and drone over Wrigley to watch
the game. The game. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
I think he's got a seat in the dugout if he'd like one.
Yeah. It's not as fun as playing with your drone.
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
So that is game number 3 tomorrow. The Cubs take back home field in this series. I said it off the top. We always, you know, the odd time we'll talk about what's a bucket list? What's one sports bucket list thing that you'd want to do? And I don't know that you would have wrapped your head around what a World Series game at Wrigley would be, but I think we can now. To be there tomorrow night for the first game in 71 years.
Whew.
At that park, with that history, with the World Series, hard to beat.
Oh.
You think of how are they going to get fans in there? Because between all the Eddie Vedders and Bill Murrays and movie stars and musicians,
be a lot of tickets taken.
That's a big city. I don't think people realize it. Like, Chicago is massive
and ridiculous that you don't even need to be from there to want to get in. Like, even
there's Cubs fans everywhere.
Right,
108 years. It's the World Series. People go watch that all the time. You know.
So there'll be about 1,800 fans there tomorrow. The rest will be movie stars and politicians and dignitaries.
Yeah.
But now, you've gone how many times? Wrigley?
Twice.
I've been once.
There's some things that you hear about. It's like, oh, you got to go, you got to see this. And it's like, oh, it's okay.
Oh.
Wrigley isn't one of them. You hear all about
how great the place is, and oh, it's intimate and it's small and it's old school. But you sit there and you can easily just look around and feel the history of the game. The way that the bleachers are set up, the pillars that still sit there, right? Like, you have obstructed view seats right along the first and third baselines because the old school pillars are still there. They've done a really good job, and I know there's always been the, when they put up lights to play evening games while people, they complain. Well, no, it's only matinee games at Wrigley. Oh, well, you got to have the bleacher, the rooftop bleachers across the street. You can't put up jumbotrons. That was just a few years ago. There was a huge...
There's still a big lawsuit going on.
Yeah, there was huge hue and cry over whether they should put those
on. Well, I think there's 12 to 15 buildings across the street that have these massive built-up rooftops because of those rules that were in place so that they could sell tickets on top of their building to watch Cubs games. So you could party, you could rent out the whole building, throw a huge fiesta, never set foot in the stadium and watch the whole game.
Bullpen seats. Guess how much? Per ticket. Bullpen box 33.
StubHub?
Mm-hmm.
$10,000?
The cheapest one is $8,300.
Yeah.
Bullpen box 34, $27,000.
Yes. And I said,
now, someone has to pay
it. Yeah, someone has to pay it, and that will come down.
Right.
But I still wonder.
Well, how many season tickets could you buy for that much money? I mean, I understand the secondary market, but like, this is where scalpers make their hay. Like, events like this.
Imagine if the Jays were there. If this was a Jays.
Well, the Jays got stupid last fall and this fall, too.
Been awesome. But they're not there, so. Game three goes tomorrow. Sports Select picks. Have you had any chance to look at your picks yet?
I have. I don't know about old.
How do you feel about this week?
I think I'm going all in on Thursday. I'm going to combine some Thursday night football and hockey. There's some interesting odds for hockey. Would you believe that Dallas is paying 2.4 against Winnipeg? That's wow.
At the MTS Center?
That's right. And then I like Tennessee tonight, so we'll get into that in a bit. And also, if I have a non-winning ticket, then I can clear the slate for Sunday and not have Thursday ruin my entire weekend.
Probably
which
rare.
Which has happened in the past.
Because I think you'll probably win. But in the rare and unlikely event that you don't,
of a losing,
you'd have a non-winning ticket to put into the thing. Let's do the Pinder Report at 7:09.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
And the Pinder Report with Ryan Pinder. Good morning, Ryan.
Oh, boys, we're going to work through the fog of the meat sweats this morning. Thanks again to our boys at Bontons. What a magical night that was with the listeners. There was sports going on as well, but why don't we start with another group of men that had a little outing and an off day yesterday, the Calgary Flames.
Always earned, never given.
Yes, they're back at practice today, an off day, and I hope they went out and had some fun. They deserved it after back-to-back road wins in Chicago and St. Louis. They'll be back at practice today where we'll start to put the puzzle pieces together. Of course, Matthew Tkachuk came back into the lineup in St. Louis, didn't play in Chicago. He looked good. Nicholas Grossman came in for his size against St. Louis, and he wasn't awful. Joki Paakko watched from above. Brett Kulak hasn't been in for a while. So the question is, what happens here? I would think it's going to be tough to take Matt Tkachuk out of this lineup. But on defense, Joki Paakko is the kind of player you would like to see out there all the time. What about Kulak? He was good, and now he's been rotting up there.
Switch him in and out.
Yeah, I was
so who
say,
are you switching in and out then? This is what I'm asking.
Grossman.
Out for?
Doesn't matter. You just...
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm saying you can... It's going to be different all the time. Put Kulak in for a game, and then he's going to be out, and then you're going to have Joki Paakko. I don't think you're going to have a guy go a month straight.
But I think some might feel like Joki Paakko should be ahead of that group that rotates in and out on a nightly or every couple
the
night
ceiling
basis.
Is probably a top four guy on this decor, and they're treating him sort of like a six at this point.
They know more about him than we do.
I'm not suggesting they
so
don't.
Do you think
I'm
that
just
maybe
saying that his ceiling's higher than the other guys, but maybe they didn't like his game.
Well, why is his ceiling higher than Kulak's?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're both young.
Well, one's quite a bit younger. I think with
but
you,
the ceiling,
the games,
right?
I'm talking about for this year, not down the road with Kulak. I'm talking about if all three of these guys Grossman, Kulak, Joki Paakka have a really good game, whose game is the best? Well, it's Joki Paakka's. But, again, there's some holes in his game. He's a big guy. They didn't love his training camp. They don't like that he's not as physical as he could be with that. I didn't mind his game in Chicago, but he came out after that one. So I'm just asking if you wonder who goes back in if they make changes, because I don't know that Grossman goes back in again against Ottawa.
I don't need Grossman in anymore. He's the one guy that I'm like, oh, that's fine. Didn't notice you against St. Louis. Good for you. You got in. And
I'm in the don't get it camp.
Yeah, same.
Don't know, like, I guess invite him on a PTO, because you need players for
why
scrimmages.
Why are we carrying
him
as an eighth defenseman?
But to...
Why do you even have eight? I mean, you could seriously roll seven and save some cap space.
Yeah, to take a contract. Now, again, Treliving kind of alluded to how it affects a salary cap. I need clarification, I guess, on that. If there is a reasonable explanation and solution, then I understand it. But just based on hockey merit, I don't know why or how. Sorry, because I'm with you. I would have Joki Paakka and or Kulak certainly ahead of him.
And I'd Witherspoon.
I'd want to play Kulak more than I would Grossman.
Exactly.
So, I would have there'd be no need for me to play this guy.
And so every time you play a big team, if Grossman is going to come in, then I don't see Kulak playing a bunch. And if he's not going to play a bunch, he'd be better served in Stockton logging 25 minutes a night.
Yeah, it's we'll true. See. If you're scared to put him in against a big team, well... Mm-hmm.
Ready or is he not ready? Because if he's not ready, put him in Stockton.
And there is something about Joki Paakka, like you said. They didn't like his camp. There's not a love affair, I don't think, right now.
Well, maybe they feel like that's the way they can push him.
Maybe.
Well, and they got a decent performance from him after they healthied him to start the year in Edmonton. So maybe this is the continual button pressing. We'll see. The one thing we are pretty sure of, there won't be a change in net. They said they're going to ride Brian Elliott until he bucks them, quote unquote, which means it's his crease. And as it should be after those two road performances, the schedule plays out favorably as well. There's no back-to-back games until they do the last two of three in California. It's a 3-4 night stretch against the Kings, Ducks, and Sharks. At that point, if he's still rolling, you might switch things up. But the slate's his at this point, and why not? He was great.
Yeah, the hand-wringing about goaltending starts, it changes when someone plays well. You notice that? When one guy isn't playing well, it's like, well, you got to start the other guy. But when your perceived number one plays well, it's like, well, yeah, of course he's going to start. I still feel, and we talked about it the other day, for this team to have success, they need Elliott to be and play at the level of the number one that they...
55 games?
Sure. Yep.
Nice number.
Yeah. More, sure.
No,
play well enough to earn 50, more than that.
Will's at 9:05, by the way, with the latest on the club, and we'll be speculating upon tomorrow's lineup, as we just did with Ottawa in town. That would be the three-game winning streak they have not had yet this year if they could collect a victory. Other NHL news, the Oilers win again.
Over the line, Nugent Hopkins bounced one toward the net, save made on a backhander wide Pouliot. Then he banked it off, hoping it in. Benoit Pouliot's got two tonight, and the Oilers go up 2-0 late second period.
They've lost once this year and are atop of the Western Conference standings. It's early, but it's as excited as you could be this early if you're an Oilers fan, especially after that decade of misery that they've had. Elsewhere, another team that's looked great out of the gate, Montreal in the East.
Faraday in the half boards, down low for Max Pacioretty. One goal on the season, up top for Petrie. Weber winds and fires, and he scores! Weber with a rocket from the left point, and the Canadiens score on the power play. It's 3-2.
A lot of people talking about who won that trade between the Nashville Predators and the Montreal Canadiens. Look, Weber's under contract for 10 years. There's going to be some hard miles by the time you're 4 years into that thing, never mind years 6 through 10. But right now, he is playing great for the Canadiens, and he's not taking his shirt off at football games, being any sort of distraction. They love Shea Weber in Montreal right now.
And that, I think everybody was kind of on board, even those that maybe didn't like it for Montreal. In the short term, he's going to be fine.
Yes.
Shea Weber is going to be very good for the Montreal Canadiens.
That's his third goal of the year. That's pretty impressive for a rear guard. 3-2, they win on the island. Of note, it wasn't even Carey Price in net. Al Montoya picking up victory. Our boy Al.
He's your buddy, right?
Well,
is he your boy?
Well, 2 years ago, they played in Florida once, and then Florida came in. He might have been the only reason the Flames collected any points against Florida that year.
Yes.
He was just awful. Just one of the worst terrible. Couple performances I've
it
ever
was
seen.
Bad.
And he looks fine
awful.
Elsewhere. It's just against the Flames. Brutal, apparently. Elsewhere, Anaheim, they had a tough hiccup out of the gate, but they pound Nashville last night.
Colin Wilson drives it up the right wing side. Ribeiro couldn't make a play. The Ducks have a 2-on-1 break. Theodore, out of the box, a puck, fired in, score! Jacob Silverberg from Shea Theodore!
Yeah, Silverberg had 2 on the night. In the only other game last night, the Rangers went 5-2 over Boston. A pair for Peary. And VC picks up his 4th of the year. Not bad for the free agent signing out of college. Of course, he was the one that spurned Nashville after playing 4 years at
How
Harvard.
How could you do it? How could you do
How
it?
How could you do it? Well, he had the rights to do it, and he turned down some dough, and he apparently likes playing on Broadway and has looked good thus far. Let's go to the majors.
Blood on the rubber.
Yeah, that's right. Trevor Bauer, the drone enthusiast on the mound for Cleveland last night in Game 2 that was moved up an hour due to some rain concerns in the Cleveland weather forecast. Cubbies are now tied in this thing after Bauer was hit hard. 6 hits and 2 earned runs over just 3 2/3. Couldn't get through the 4th inning. Kyle Schwarber rock solid again, going 2-for-4 with a pair of runs batted in. He's hitting
Shaw the set. Zobrist, the runner at third. And the 1-2 and a swing and a ground ball. Base hit up the middle through a drawn-in infield to bring in Zobrist, another hit, and another RBI for Kyle Schwarber, and it's 4-0 Cubs.
Yeah, that was one of 3 runs scored in the 5th inning, and that was more than enough for Jake Arrieta, who was flirting with a no-no in the Cubs' bullpen. Combined, the 3 pitchers the Cubs used yesterday allowed just 4 hits and struck out 12 Cleveland hitters. Flamethrower Aroldis Chapman recorded the final 4 outs of this one to seal the victory. Game 3 goes tomorrow from Wrigley in Chicago. 6:06 first pitch, and as Rhett was telling you, if you just found $30,000 under your pillow on your couch,
get a good
you
seat.
Can get a really good seat next
still,
to the bullpen.
Still good seats available.
Okay seat. Yeah,
still good
okay.
seats available.
Yeah. I can't believe that.
You got to get a ticket to fly there, and accommodation,
well, you think
they'd parking.
I think tickets would be hard to get there. I mean, $30,000, you get a standing room ticket?
You got a $30,000 bill you just found, take that thing to Chicago. You'll be all right. Never mind the exchange rate. Oh, gosh, we didn't even think about that. Might need $40,000. Mm-hmm. All right, either way, we'll move along. Thursday Night Football tonight. We've got it on your radio as well as on Sportsnet West. It'll be Jacksonville at Tennessee.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Yeah, these teams aren't really good. I mean, maybe Tennessee gets to 500. Jacksonville, apparently their owner, Ansar Khan, I think, is it? No, not Ansar Khan. His last name's Khan. Shad Khan, that's his name. Ansar is the beat reporter for the Wings. My apologies. Had a meeting with coaches and players. Always a good sign when the owner's coming down to have a little tete-a-tete.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're 2-4, and we've been crappy ever since I bought this team a half decade ago. You want to pull up your socks? That's not a good sign. Tennessee favored by 3.5. They've been one of the best rushing teams in the league. 2 young quarterbacks, Bortles for Jacksonville, and obviously Mariota for Tennessee. I'd say this, bad division, AFC South, but somebody's got to win it. And if Tennessee wins today, they're just a half game back of Houston, who looked very meh against Denver.
What's the line?
That is a
3.5.
Tennessee wins this one, right?
They've got to. I mean, maybe they don't, but if there's any chance at all, at, you know, actually being a legit.
Better quarterback, better defense, better O-line, better running back, Tennessee.
And they both have awful turnover ratios. The one thing to look for, the home team has done well in this divisional matchup of late, and it's in Tennessee. So all those tie breaks seem to lean towards Tennessee.
Put $20,000 down.
Yeah.
You'll make the money. Then you can go to Chicago and get that $30,000 seat.
Oh, okay.
With the exchange rate, then. Easy.
Sure.
Also, our Sports Like Picks coming up later this morning at 8:05. So maybe we'll dabble on a Thursday night. Nothing like ruining your ticket on the Thursday. Stupid. What do you mean they're not kicking the field goal? Yeah. There's 5 seconds left. It's a tie. Oh,
why are you taking a knee?
Don't knee. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that happened to my ticket last week. Oh, Denver for sure.
Yeah, we'll just run into the pile 8 times and eat some clock. No, kick the field goal.
Hey, fellas, I'm just going to head to Max and grab a new ticket.
Yeah, just
you guys wait here. I'll
be right back.
Get one for the weekend.
But it's Thursday. How could you? Shut up.
And finally, last night, a very special night for the purple and black fans across the country. The Raptors open their season.
This has been your NBA update.
That's your Pinder Report.
Thank you. Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
See ya!
Do you know we're literally across the street from Motorworks? Like, I could throw a rock outside this building and hit Parm. Our boy. I wouldn't
don't
do it.
That.
I'm just
don't
illustrating
that.
How close.
I'm going
to. I'm getting Parm to come over. Our boy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pinder Report sponsor.
Tell him to bring.
Bring some coffee. Mm-hmm. Well, tell him to bring some coffee.
Okay.
7:22. We'll get into Ask Rhett before the end of the of the hour.
That's right.
Are you prepared?
I think so.
Are you feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
I don't know about bright-eyed. This is pretty bright in here.
A little bright, yeah, yeah. Sports Like Picks, Jason Lackett for a plenty. Coming up, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Text 960-960 to send your message direct to Boomer, Warriner, and Pinder. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more gold.
7:29, we're on location today at the En Suite here in Calgary. Now, two things. You've got the beautiful showroom out front. We are in the back, which is probably not surprising. Anything where there's nice things or breakable things, they keep us far away from. But we're in the back because it is the EMCO tent sale. Just talking with Rick, you run a business, you get to that point, you know what? We just got to get things out. We got inventory, and we need to move it. It's time.
It's a deal hunter's dream today.
50 to 90% off. The names that you all know and respect, Kohler, Delta, Moen, they've been an EMCO dealer here for 63 years, been in business for 110 years, so, you know
what they're doing.
Kind of know what they're doing. Yeah, open today until 8 p.m., Friday 6 till 6, Saturday 8 till 4, easy to find. We found it, you can find it. Chinook Center, you go east, 61st Avenue. Right to the end. The address is 224 61st Ave. Tubs, sinks, hot water tanks, faucets, fittings, all of that you need. And DeForest says he's in the market for a sink.
I need a kitchen sink.
Are you in
sink.
The sink market? You need a sink?
Wife wants a black kitchen sink.
No, is this...
No black. Soft black.
Is this going to be another... No. Bennett jersey situation here?
Well, no.
I mean, 2 days in a row, you're going to whine and moan for
that
free?
Already has spirals out of control.
In a... incredibly perfect way?
Yeah,
or?
Like I love Glenn Moriarty, but now I'm going to feel like, oh, like they're going to probably have Bennett deliver the jersey and like sign it and hey, game one.
Hey.
And I'm going to have to like donate it back because I'm going to feel bad about it. Give it to charity.
Yeah.
No, you just need your wife to get the pie ready and that's how you're going to pay everyone.
Yeah. Just like a jersey that I might wear the odd time. That's all I wanted.
The guy at the pig roast last night, he's like, I can't believe you guys talked about giving DeForest's wife's pie to Sam Bennett.
It's delicious.
That's very Gronk of us, right? That's getting into Gronk level.
About. Hey, did you? What She's about a your wife's fan of the pie? Show. Anytime anyone has a birthday or a big event, snip, snip, she always comes up big.
Yeah.
She does deliver.
She does. Never disappointed yet.
It's so offside, it's his
what
wife.
What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
Compliment?
Is that so wrong? You can't have
no,
out
it's
a compliment
great. No,
anymore?
You're right. You
the theme
are,
of the show is sometimes the opposite, but this
not in this
good pie.
Yeah, Washington Capitals lost to the Oilers last night. I saw this morning it's back-to-back regulation losses for the Caps.
The pact.
Season's over.
Didn't they make a pact?
Mm-hmm. Back-to-back losses didn't happen once last season.
What?
It's already happened in October.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Did it not happen once last year? I thought
no.
late that things broke down a little, but no.
Never did. The pact.
Oh. The pact was a pact.
They're, if you look at their offensive numbers, there's some room for improvement there with that group of studs. Like if you think of all the weapons they've got, Kuznetsov, Ovechkin, Backstrom, Oshie, like they're not scoring a lot.
I'm just glad I didn't pick them to win the cup.
Oh, it's early, please. Pittsburgh, how'd they look this time last year?
Bold.
Who did?
No one.
Did we even do cup predictions? Come on.
I thought somebody.
We did bold predictions.
I thought somebody in their bold predictions might have thrown it out there.
No.
That wouldn't be bold enough. Couldn't
no,
be a bold
no.
prediction.
Probably if you did.
You'd get made fun of.
You'd get absolutely crushed.
As you should have, if that happened, hypothetically.
Yeah, yeah.
the boss is here.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Okay. Rocky, you getting a sink or what? Thinks he will.
Good stuff.
Update on which pig won. How was the rum
we
pig?
Didn't,
yeah.
There was no voting.
They both won, to be honest. They were
my guess is, I'm sure there was some backdoor vote where you won. Despite everyone coming up and saying...
Well, I'll take it.
Oh, I,
thanks,
know,
Dean. Thanks for being gracious.
I'm just guessing that's...
gracious in defeat.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's probably how that shook down.
Still undefeated.
Right? I'll tell you what... Yeah, thank you, Jay. Thank you. Part of the problem was our savages would go through the pig line, mm-hmm. and at the end of there was some barbecue sauce. They weren't afraid to slather.
Like huge stainless mixing bowls full.
Soup. Pork barbecue soup.
Yeah, like liters and liters of barbecue sauce. Gone.
So it kind of, it makes it really taste the same.
Yeah. When you bathe it in
now,
HP.
For people that weren't there, could you tell them about your special concoction? You each had a pig done differently.
Well, there were two pigs?
Two sides.
Two sides and then an extra side. In fairness, not to break everyone's hearts, Greg asked me what I wanted to do for a marinade, and I said, you know what, I don't know.
Greg, you're better at this.
Greg, you just do it. He's like, okay, we'll come up with something for you. Now you, like...
Very hands-on.
Was it just the bottle?
I think that it ended up being...
Just one ingredient.
Because Rhett's one ingredient, true to form, was a 40-ounce bottle of Sailor Jerry. Did you drop off the...
I didn't, so I owe him a bottle of Sailor.
Very right of you.
Yeah. So the problem was now
thirsty pig.
He used some. I think there was some Grand Marnier and some other things that he put on the
on my
pig, yeah. Which was fine. But apparently, Rhett's kept catching fire because it was nothing but alcohol.
Heavy on the
pig's on fire.
Yeah,
we went through, and again, for those who weren't listening earlier, just the data for you. We were expecting 100 or so people. Greg then compensated by making food for what he expected to be 120 people. And then with how he works, the bon ton math, if you make food for 120, it's probably more like 130 because you always add.
Well, I know when he does enough for four,
yeah,
the three of us and DeForest.
It's 12. It's dinner for 12.
It's insane.
So he made 180 pounds of pork last night that didn't make it to the seconds portion of the evening. We gave away the tickets after everyone had gone through once. Went back through. The steam trays were empty. Like, just carnage.
Didn't take long.
The animals that came out last night had, it was mounds and literally pounds of food on their plate. I was standing with Greg's dad, and he was watching people go through. He's like, oh, my God. Are they going to eat all that? I'm like, you know what? I think they probably will.
There was a 150-pound dude that must have had a 50-pound plate going. It was appalling. I literally had to turn away before
Skinny, fat guy?
It was impressive. If he wasn't leaving with bags in his pocket, he should be up against Joey Chestnut, or whatever that guy's name is, in Coney Island eating hot dogs.
Because much like the ensuite, 110 years old, Bon Ton Meats has been around a long time. This is what they do. They do meat. They put on spreads for people. Keller was standing at the end. He's like, I can't believe how much your guys ate. Like, that I've never seen. That's 180 pounds. Yeah, 180 pounds.
It wasn't
enough.
I was going to say, it didn't stop there.
Oh, my goodness.
And it wasn't enough. I forgot
Look
about
this.
This.
Is that a Kimaloo? Holy Toledo.
I forgot about this part.
Oh, the Halloween costume.
Yeah, see, and you had said yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Because we're about to get our Halloween on here. And you had said, why are we going to put Halloween costumes on during a morning remote? Because no one's going to be there. The place won't be open. Little did you know that apparently the ensuite is the busiest place in Calgary,
it's quite
starting
open,
at 6 a.m.
Quite open and busy, yeah.
So we're going to get you guys suited up. We'll have the details right around the corner. And fittingly enough, Ask Rhett is on the way. The fan feedback line is open. 960-960 on your mobile phone if you need some guidance.
Halloween theme. Halloween questions for us.
Halloween.
Non-hockey.
Yeah. 960-960 on your mobile phone. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Look at this bus. Oh, dear.
This is what we do at work.
Yeah. How was work today?
It's,
not bad.
It's something. We are here at the en-suite. They're never bringing us back.
No, that's not going to happen.
I mean, they're never... Rick and the... They're not bringing us back. What has happened since we left you is guys from the Halloween Alley have shown up here today. You're making noise.
Shush. Sorry.
T-Rex. And they've outfitted Pinder and Rhett in some Halloween costumes. This is what you need to do. Halloween, you may have heard, is coming. They have three locations in Calgary: Douglas Square, Signal Hill Center, and 27th Street Northeast by the Michaels. Go there, get your costumes. This is more than just, you know, the plastic, like when you were a kid, the little plastic thing with the string on it. It's come a long way.
The string would break all the time. And
HalloweenAlley.ca, you can go online, but we would recommend one of those three, whichever is more convenient. Go and check this out. Now, you, Pinder,
yes, sir,
are dressed up as kind of like a
Halo character.
A Halo character, so you have the full gear on. It fits you perfect.
The helmet's unreal.
The helmet
it's
is
got
unreal.
The tinted visor and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you look ripped.
Yeah, it gives there's some padding.
Your head's way too big to go in there, guaranteed.
Well, yeah, it's too big for a lot of things.
Now, Warner is... How would you do...
he's a T-Rex.
I want this.
It's a... No, I'm not doing it. Just clear your throat. What are we going to do
it's
now?
It's a T-Rex. T-Rex.
You are a T-Rex, and it's not just a T-Rex. It's an inflatable T-Rex. So like those inflatables that would sit in your front yard... That's what you have.
He's in it.
That's what you have your body in right now.
My kids would be so pumped. T-Rex is very high on their favorite things.
Yeah. Now, the key to this one is, and you haven't done a lot because we have you strapped to the microphone, is the more you move, the funnier you are. Because you've got a big hoop out the back.
Is there a big? I can't even
see. Yeah, you've got a large hoop.
Tail.
You've got a long tail. Your arms, for once, look short. Like, for the first time in your life, you look like you have short arms.
See, I think they look even longer, because T-Rex is tiny little things, but he's just got, like, an extra half foot of arm hanging out of them. It's appalling.
It's big.
It is big, yeah.
How is it in there? Spacey?
It's not bad. I mean, it'd be better without this stupid mic, but...
Well, you gotta do your job.
Yeah. Now, just, we'll be quiet. Can you do a dance just so we can hear you dancing in there?
Well, can I dance anyway? What do you mean by dance? I'm not a real big dancer, like a two-step?
Well, just kind of move around, shake your...
No.
Shake your dino butt.
I don't know where I'm going with it, because I might run someone over.
Whoa! You almost pulled
You've
the
got
bloody...
a headset
Well, you're
on
the one that said to dance.
I didn't say walk out the room.
I'm just trying to do what you tell me.
So we've got the microphone threaded through the zipper, but it's constantly pumping air in. So we've got it taped.
It's nice and cool.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Keep shift.
You want this.
I want this.
You want to buy this.
They told me they wouldn't let
you.
What do you mean?
Well, they got to sell it to people who actually are good paying customers. I'll say this, Rhett. Now, all costumes, November 1st and 2nd. 50% off.
Wow.
Oh, maybe next year.
Hey, or maybe you just want to...
How about every Tuesday? That looks unreal.
I was going to say, or every Friday night, be like, hey, baby.
Let's get prehistoric.
It would be good. It would be good to scare your kids, too.
Get Jurassic on
just
your butt.
Poke the big head around the door. Are you sleeping?
Hello.
Now, you're a big Halloween guy, right? You enjoy...
Yes.
Yeah. What's been your best costume over the years?
I told you. It was the carrot.
Oh, all right.
What's her name? Was there?
Nikki Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
So what we need to do now...
Jay, are you not tweeting pictures here? Like, I've been sending Jay all kinds of pictures.
I put some out. Here's the thing. We're going to do the first ever In a T-Rex blow-up costume, Rhett Warner with Ask Rhett.
Ooh, good.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The Fall for Audi sales event is on now. Get lease rates from 2.4% for 36 months and a credit of up to $2,000. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
I like that when we turn the mic off for you to clear your throat or whatever, we can hear the fan go on and off.
This song makes me want to do
it. It does make... Yeah, if you rock your head back and forth, that's
the T-Rex.
It's always a good
wiggle.
What do we do for a living?
We're promoters.
The irony of the longest armed guy dressed up as a T-Rex.
They're very short. Short, stumpy arms.
I can actually hear you guys breathing or wheezing, LMAO. He's laughed his ass off.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's a great question. It's not what you want to talk about.
Right. Hey, Rhett, could it be that the Oilers truly don't suck?
I believe you are correct.
There's a woman behind you. Don't knock her over.
Sorry.
It's business as usual. Don't mind
us. I think the Oilers are on the right path.
Nice, and the lottery balls give you a gift like that.
It doesn't matter about the lottery balls anymore.
Okay. Clear you? Rhett, wife and I are taking the three young ones out trick-or-treating. Do one of us stay behind to hand out candy?
No.
I didn't really finish.
No.
I'm not forsaking time with my kids to hand candy.
So what do you do? He's asking,
kids.
What do you do? Do you just put the
Nothing.
Bowl outside?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't do anything.
So you're not... You wouldn't give candy to the
it's
kids?
It's mostly about me and my kids. Now we've got the grandparents there to handle.
Oh, I see. Rhett, what are your thoughts on the clown epidemic?
I don't know much about this clown thing.
People dressing up as clowns, I guess, to what, scare people?
So what?
There you have it.
You scare me, you're going to be a bloody clown because I'm going to drill you.
Hey, Rhett, did that pig look up at you last night?
Can't. It's impossible.
Hey, Rhett, what happens if you fart in your T-Rex outfit?
This way.
Let us know. We'll give you about 90 seconds. Is it okay to hand out soft drinks for Halloween?
The kids love it.
It's heavy.
But it's very heavy. It's inconvenient.
Rhett, I'm turning 40 in a week. What should I do for my birthday?
Go away. On a trip.
Okay. The buffalo chicken dip that you suggested in Ask Rhett last week went over well at the parent party, boys. Appreciate the suggestion.
Again, Ask Rhett, not what you want to talk about.
Rhett, when Boomer shushes you, as he does so much, do you not want to punch him in one of his chins?
Shush is one of his favorite terms. It's fine. Everyone needs a good shushing now and again. Hey, Pinder?
Well, where's your... We got to turn your mic on. What's
not
that?
No comment. You shush.
Can we refer to you as Rex Warner for the rest of the day?
Hey, I like that.
Now they want to know how many meat farts have you trapped in your costume. This is bad timing.
It is.
The day after a pig roast, you'd be... Rhett, my wife and I were trying to get pregnant. You took a picture with her, and then she got pregnant. What's the scoop?
Just here to help. Really? Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, Rhett, did the Raptors win?
I don't know. I'm a T-Rex, not a Raptor.
Rhett, why are you so grumpy today?
Meat hangover.
Rhett, where would the Oilers be in the standings without McDavid?
Last. They would be.
Hey, Rhett, if you were a real T-Rex, which one of the schmucks beside you would you kill first?
Ooh. If I was a T-Rex, I'd get them both at once.
Rhett, is it weird for a dude to send another dude a smiley face emoji?
Yes. Yes, always.
You Pinder did some, loves the emojis. You did,
Pinder did some emojiing last night, and it was like, what?
Are you a fan of...
What were my emojis last night?
I don't know. I think it was about pooping. Yeah. Didn't you have the poop emoji?
There was a turd.
The hard push face and the poop emoji.
Can you name the Halo character Pinder is dressed up as?
I don't know what the character's name is. What is he?
Green.
Master Chief.
Mr. Green.
The Halloween unis sound neat, but how's the drinking ability of them? Because you're going to need to go to a Halloween party.
You'd have to have a straw.
You could have one of those football beer helmet things in there.
Yeah, you could, actually.
Turn you up.
You could keep things right inside the unit here.
Things I've never said before. We need to turn Pinder up so we can hear him.
Trick-or-treat!
If you hit Pinder in the head with a hammer, would this helmet protect him?
Yes.
Is it solid?
It's pretty solid.
It would help a little
bit. It would
help. Yeah. How does it feel to have short arms for the first time?
I hate it. It's awful.
Rhett, I'm nursing a hangover. Uh-huh. I have my annual work evaluation in an hour.
Ugh.
What do I do in the next 60 minutes?
My boss is here too, so I put on a Halloween costume. That's what I would do. Put on a Halloween costume and make like you're a good team guy.
Rhett, why don't you drive Uber like Mike Commodore?
Because it's illegal here for some reason.
Are horses legal here? You're allowed to ride a horse, but you can't do Uber? Clean it up.
It's not clean.
Like, is it 1820? Why can't we have Uber? Every other bloody city has it.
The echo is good. If Boomer wants to take the Tennessee Titans, I should totally take Jacksonville.
Yes,
on my
you
ticket,
should.
Right?
100%.
Okay. Rhett, the guy I'm working with loves you. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's awkward. And that you text in is even worse.
Rhett, my long-haired brother-in-law started his own plumbing company. I have a tub I want installed, but now he wants to charge me.
No.
Brother-in-law doesn't...
You don't charge family for plumbing. If you're doing plumbing and the family's helping, it's free. Dinner. Maybe a beer.
Yeah.
That's it.
The final one is this.
What kind of brother-in-law is that?
Well, brother-in-law.
A long-haired loser brother-in-law.
Dumb.
That's not kind.
I have two more.
All right.
Rhett, do they have a T-Rex costume that can fit Boomer, or would he have to be a Stegosaurus? That's some deep dinosaur humor.
Very deep.
And finally, Rhett, please do your best T-Rex roar. So we'll wrap up, Ask Rhett.
Well, I've got phlegmy throat, so it'll be...
Really?
Now, is a T-Rex a deep roar, or is it a...
You're the T-Rex. That's terrible.
Ask
no,
Rhett,
it's higher.
Brought
it's
to
higher.
You by Glenmore Audi. The Fall for Audi sales event is on now. Get lease rates from 2.4% for 36 months and a credit of up to $2,000. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Think of the T-Rex in Jurassic Park when they come into the... It's more like a...
That's the raptor, you idiot.
It's a velociraptor. Well,
you're even doing the raptor thing. With your hands.
What am I doing?
The raptor.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.